Everybody, Andy here again, down on the beach once again, and I thought I'd take a walk because it's such a glorious day here. It's Monday the 21st of September 2010. I was going to come out for a walk anyway and think about something to talk about, and I thought I'll just talk about what I'm doing. I'll describe the scene to you. I've walked down to my favourite beach. For those who aren't aware, I live in a place called Hastings, or more specifically St Leonard's actually, which is like attached to Hastings, I suppose. And this is a beach I come to quite a lot. Partly because it's generally a bit quieter. Today the tide is in. You might be able to hear the waves lapping on the shore behind me, because there isn't really any wind at all. It's a very slight breeze. So it gets a bit more interesting, should we say, sometimes down here. But it's a shingle beach, except for obviously when the tide goes out, when there is a great expanse of sand here, and it's an amazing place. And you might have seen me doing videos of the shipwreck that we've got out here, which is completely covered at the moment. Thankfully, I suppose, so not so many people know where it is. But if I look over to my left now, I can see Hastings Pier in the distance, the Marine Court for that big building up there as well. Some nice beach huts and even fishing boats along here as well. Now, Hastings has got a very famous fishing fleet up in the old town, which is about 3 miles from here, I suppose. But we've actually got fishing boats actually on the beach here as well. Not quite so big, but proper fishing boats. All the beach huts, which people are still using, all very nice and colourful. And if I look over to my right, past the breakwater and the old sea defences, I can see Eastbourne in the distance and the start of the South Downs, which are about, I suppose, 12, 13, 14 miles away from here. And out to sea, I can see the Royal Sovereign Lightship, as it was, for anybody who listens to the shipping forecast, Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. That's what I'm looking at right at this very moment. It's now one of those automated light ships that they used to have, and to guide people around, for use for the weather, etc. I can't see the Beachy Head Lighthouse. That's just literally just around the corner from Eastbourne in the distance there. But it's a lovely day, and I say one of the reasons I wanted to do this today, say this could be the last days of summer. It's been a pretty good, not a bad summer, I don't think. But when you see it today, towards the end of September, and walking along the seafront, what's so good is there's a real cross-section of people out and about enjoying possibly the last rays of the sun for our summer, for our autumn as well. And people down there having their lunch, because it's that sort of time of day, people just sitting there, chilling out, looking out at sea, which is one of those things, the fascination for just looking at the sea. Even on a day today, like today, when there aren't any waves at all, just the ones that are actually breaking onto the shore, that's it. There is no real swell or anything at all today. But people just sit there in their cars. One of those things that's always fascinated me, why people sit in their cars, come down to the seafront, sit in their cars and never get out, or never appear to get out. But there are people on their lunch breaks wandering around on the beach as well. And why not? If you're around a place like this, that's why I come down here quite so often, and I like to get out and about and walk around anyway. But it's so much easier to do it when you've got somewhere like this to come. A nice vista, if you want to call it that, to look at. So, great place. Somewhere that I come down here quite a lot, and certainly have done recently, because I've got a bit more time on my hands, as you're probably aware. I'm looking at the birds that are perched around as well, as I mentioned the other day. And the train going around behind me, because the railway line runs quite close to here as well. So there you go. The last days of summer, the last rays of the sun for the summer, possibly. Hopefully not. But I intend to make the most of them, and what a place to do it. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.